Just then, the lights in the concert hall dimmed. The hum of conversation from the audience stopped. The gold curtains drew back to reveal a grand piano in the center of the stage. On either side of the stage were three rows of chairs where Frederick Lynn's special guests were sitting. Elena and Ben recognized several of them as famous musicians. The others must have been Lynn's family and friends. All the women in the stage seats wore elegant gowns, while the men wore dark suits or tuxedos. At the end of the first row sat Sandy in her wheelchair, looking proud and happy. Elena was so thrilled that she bounced up and down in her plush box seat. "Oh, look, look," she whispered to Ben. Elena leaned over the edge and waved, although she knew Sandy probably couldn't see her. Frederick Lynn walked on stage, and the audience applauded loudly. He bowed toward them and then toward everyone on stage. Then he sat down and began to play. From their box, Ben and Elena could see his hands moving rapidly over the black and white keys. From time to time, they looked at each other and nodded approval. Lynn was just as brilliant as Ben and Elena had expected him to be. Sandy was in another world, one that was almost perfect. In the pure joy of being there, she almost forgot the hurt she had felt earlier that evening. Each piece that Lynn played seemed more wonderful than the one before. There were the Chopin etudes she had hoped for. There was Schubert, who she already loved. Finally, Lynn finished his regular program, and applause thundered through the hall. The young pianist turned to the audience. "I have a special guest tonight who's a pretty good pianist herself. I won't embarrass her by pointing her out, but this encore is for her. It's a little piece I wrote myself. I call it Sandy's Song."